Luke chapter 4, and this morning I want us to look at something very, very important to us as believers. And every word we share in the house of God is important to us, amen. But we just kind of repeat it, isn't it, to emphasize. Luke chapter 4, in verse 31, let's see what's happening here. Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. I want you to know that Jesus spent his time teaching. There is no way people would know God without the teaching of the Word of God. You see, that's the most important thing for a believer. If you can catch this, you're already on the right path, amen, on the best path. And so a lot of times we look for other things in Christianity. The first thing we should go for is the Word, teaching. Without the teaching of God's word, you cannot have any other thing. So he goes about, he's doing what? He's teaching them on the Sabbaths. Verse 32. And they were astonished, you see, at his word, his teaching. That's what that teaching means. It means they were astonished at what he was saying. They were astonished because what? For his word was with authority. So Jesus was not just speaking mere words. The words he was speaking was doing something in the hearts of people. See, everyone seated knew something is happening to me. You know, we've been talking about spiritual food, and on Friday we looked at Jesus telling that woman, I will give you living water, and it will be a well inside you, springing to eternal life. So when God's word comes, it does something to you. Something is happening, and you can tell that his word is with what? Authority. There is some power. The word of Jesus was not coming with hesitation. He wasn't giving people 50-50. He wasn't giving them something that he was not assured of. Now, why will somebody speak with authority? Why will anyone speak with authority? Because they have authority. And not only because they have authority, because maybe if authority has been delegated to you, you know, you wouldn't go on the streets and start stopping everybody and say, give me your driving license. Will you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? So when you say it, your word will not come out with what? Of thought. They'll know you are acting. Amen. So Jesus was speaking his word, was with authority. And believers, when you speak, you've got to speak boldly. You've got to speak confidently. You have to speak assured. And I will tell you why. Because you have been given authority. You've been given authority. So you shouldn't speak with timidity. There's a difference between authority and timidity. Amen. So this is what is happening in the ministry of our Lord Jesus. Verse 33. Now in the synagogue, so as he was speaking with authority, there's an incident here. There was a man who had a spirit of what? An unclean demon. And there are many times we don't talk about devils, and we don't focus, and we don't elevate devils, but they exist. You understand? The Bible says we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. There is a Satan. And the reason there is a Satan, God didn't create the devil. God created an angel. So Satan, the devil, was who? An angel. He was a seraphim. He was a worshiper. He was a great angel. Just like you have Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael. The third one was Angel Lucifer. That was his name. Shining in glory and beauty. Nothing as precious and as beautiful as him. But he said, I will rise above the Most High. You see, pride, hallelujah, is a dangerous thing. You know, and that's why when Jesus came, one quality that was used to describe Jesus, he says, I am meek and lowly at heart. Why would he say that? Because it's antithesis, opposite to the spirit of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. So the devil, when he came and tempted man, then he became what? The devil. Now that he became the devil, he has people that work for him. And though the angels that fell with him, they are called demons. So there's one devil, and then there are demons. And they have jobs. No, I know we don't talk about this much, but because we are not to be afraid of them, and you will see this, believers are not to be chasing out and say, the devil is after me. You are never to do that. Anytime you are afraid of the devil or of demons, or you go to a meeting and they're talking about fear and saying the devil is doing this, then you are in the wrong place. And I'll tell you why. You read the scriptures. So it says the man had a spirit of what? Of unclean. So there are the spirits are behind, they are the motivation. There are spirits that influence every behavior. This is what I want us to understand today. The reason you use authority is to be able to stamp out influences. So the man has a spirit of an unclean demon. What other spirits can you have? You have the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit. So if somebody is always fearful, there is a spirit doing it. You see, people don't just wake up and say, I'm going to be afraid today. There is a spirit influencing people to be afraid. There is a spirit of misbehavior. So when children are misbehaving, anybody is misbehaving, you know, not only children misbehave, by the way. There is a spirit that is influencing. You see, spirit is about influence because the spiritual is higher than the natural. But because we only live by the five senses, we are only aware of the things that we see, but everything is being influenced. The programs you watch, if you watch a program that is not good, the people who are made sometimes say, why would they make such a program? There is a spirit assigned to influence the person who is making it. It's a spirit. So it says the man had what? The spirit of an unclean demon. So what would the spirit that is the spirit of an unclean, what will he make people do? He will make them do unclean things. Unclean things. And he cried out with a loud voice, verse 34, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So as Jesus was speaking with authority, that spirit, so if somebody in church just cried out and say, hey, I know who you are, some people will panic. Say, I'm checking out of here. Or maybe this devil is so powerful. No. The Bible says, the devil, he knows God, and he does what? What does he do? He believes, and then he trembles. He trembles. So anytime you are speaking and acting in the authority that God has given you, if there is anything that is contrary, any influence that is contrary, that spirit is trembling. Hallelujah. And so verse 35, let's hear what Jesus said. But Jesus did what? Rebuked him. You know, rebuke means to reprimand, to speak sternly against. Now, if you heard such a thing and you had not read the scripture, and maybe they say there's someone here who has a spirit of an unclean devil and the spirit is troubling them, what would you do? You say, let's gather together and let's pray. Let's do some prayer and fasting. Not scriptural. What did Jesus do? He rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. Be what? be quiet and come out of him. Now, notice that Jesus is not speaking to the man. He's speaking to the influence. See, many times what we do is that when things are not going wrong, whether with people or with situations and all that, we are speaking to that person instead of speaking to the spirit. Do you know that you don't have dominion over people? You have dominion over spirits. Amen. You know, in the beginning, the Bible says he gave them dominion. Let them have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and all the air, and everything that creeps. And you will find out that at the time that the Lord gave them dominion, there was no what? There was no devil. That's why every time the Bible talks about devils, it talks of them creeping over the scorpions and the snakes. So they are all creeping things. So you have authority over them. Is this making sense? But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. Now, two things you get from here. Jesus said, be quiet. What is be quiet in our own modern language? Shut up. See, you're not to tell your wife to shut up or your husband to shut up. But you can tell the influence to shut up. I'm speaking. You remember when Peter was saying to Jesus, Master, you know, God forbid it for you to go, because Jesus said, I'm going to go and I will die. He said, no, God forbid it, that, you know. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. No, he wasn't calling Peter Satan. He knew the influence. Normally, Peter would not say that. But there is an influence. There is a spirit influence in him. If you could catch this, this would be powerful for you, that we recognize that when things are not right, when people are not behaving well, there is an influence. It's not them, particularly if a person is born again. More importantly, because now they have the Spirit of God in them, but they can be influenced. You know, we can talk about how influences come. It comes through the things we hear, the things we see, and all of those things, they influence us. And they begin, you see, what happens with spirits is the spirits make you take on their character. So if you have a lying spirit influencing somebody, what will it make the person do? The person will start lying. Because that spirit, that's its character. You know, Jesus said to those people, he said, you are of your father, the devil. Why is he saying it? Because they are acting his character, the way he manifests. So if you find yourself doing anything that is not in according to the Spirit of God, that's why I say this, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace. That means that's what the character of the Holy Spirit is, and that's what the Holy Spirit influences you to do. Well, there are these influences. So what happened? Let's see. When Jesus rebuked him, when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Verse 36. Then they were all what? Amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what? What a word. Can you see that? With all of the power of all the demons and everything, all Jesus had to do is to do what? Speak a word. Why will you be able to speak a word? Because you have authority. Any person who has authority does not fight situations. They command it. The moment you start fighting, you are saying that that person has more authority over you. So you've got to fight it out to know who will win. But a person who has authority shouldn't fight. And I'm telling you, this is actually, you know, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the word flesh and blood means we don't wrestle against humans. So if you're fighting humans, if you're fighting people, you got it wrong. In fact, the devil has deceived you. He has told you that there's no spirit behind it. I am the one, that person is the one doing it. Praise God. So it's your colleague. Maybe you go to work tomorrow and you begin to pounce on that colleague. And you mess up the whole workplace. The whole team spirit is gone. And the success of the organization is what? Is gone. You are acting like somebody who does not have authority. That's the way you're acting, because when you have authority, what do? You say, what do you say? Shut up. and come out. I'm not saying you should go to work tomorrow. Start shouting. But what are you getting? Are you getting this picture? Is that spirit you address? You can address the spirit from your house. Because spirits don't have a body. That's why they have to take someone's body. But that spirit is everywhere. So you can command the spirit from right here before you get to the office. Glory to God. They say his word, and he's doing it with his word. He's doing it with his word. The power is in the word. For with authority and power, he commands the unclean what? Unclean spirits. You see, what did the man have? The spirit of an unclean demon. So he commands. So if you have someone who has a spirit of irritating you, that's the spirit of irritation. So I would say, in so and so person, I command the spirit of imitation to do what? Irritation to do what? To come out. Praise God. And they do what? He commands them and they do what? They come out. But why is he able to do this? Because he has what?
Authority.
Amen. Next verse. And the report about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Wow. Say, wow, this man, what's the report they're giving? Anytime he commands something, it goes. Because these people didn't, they were not aware that Jesus is king, that he is master, that he is Lord. What they needed to find out, how did they find out? The words he spoke with authority. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's go quickly just keep going. Verse 37, what does it say? Look at verse 38. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, but Simon's wife's mother was what? Sick with a high fever. So he goes from the church. A man has the spirit of an unclean devil. He rebukes it and casts it out. And then he goes to Simon Peter's house. And then this woman has what? Is sick of a high fever. And they made request of him concerning her. So if the people come to you and say somebody is sick, they have a high fever, you know, for them to make request, this is not ordinary fever. This is serious now. And so they're saying, Lord, you've got to do something. What did he do? Let's see, verse 39. So he stood over her and did what? He rebuked the fever. He didn't rebuke Peter's mother-in-law. He didn't say, look at you, what have you been eating? You've been eating the wrong food. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you're eating the wrong food, there's a spirit behind it. It's not the person eating it that you have a business with. It's the spirit. He stood over her and rebuked the fever. And it what? Oh. So without the fever, the woman would have been okay. So the fever came. Why did he rebuke the fever? Because the fever is a spirit. And so when he rebuked and because he has authority over spirits, he was able to rebuke the fever, and the fever did what? Left. So fevers can heal. You see, because we think only your son can hear, so you only speak to your son. Only your daughter can hear, so you only speak to your daughter. Only your colleague can hear, so you only speak to your colleague. Only all of the people who are messing you around, they can hear. I will give them a piece of my heart, but they will not change. You know why? As long as that spirit is available and is still influencing, nothing will change. They might change a little bit, but as long as that influence is still there, it's going to happen again. So what did Jesus do? He didn't speak to the woman. He didn't say that. He rebuked the fever and it left. So the fever heard. The spirit behind that fever heard him and left. And immediately she arose. My, this is powerful stuff. And served them. Can you imagine somebody who is, you know, I used to have fever, real serious fever. By the time you take all the medication and the injection and you are well, you don't get up and serve anybody. You sit down and say, please, I need food to eat. For her to get up, it means that that spirit that was disturbing her vanished completely. Totally. She felt as good as new. Amen. Authority. Hallelujah. That's what authority does. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I was looking at the dictionary. It says the authority is the power to enforce laws. To enforce it. Glory to God. To exact obedience. To exact it. To make sure things obey you. Obedience and command. Anyone that is invested with this authority, with this power, glory to God. Authority is power assigned to you. In any particular area that you have authority, you need to use it. How do you use it? You speak. Speak with words. Don't use punches. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I was reading, it said medical situations, they found out how powerful words are in medicine. And it says here, it said for medical situations, the pain-related and negative words, this is the research they conducted, they said they made the intensity of pain worse. So if you want to maybe do a surgery or whatever on anybody and you're using terms that have pain, they are related to pain, you're not likely to succeed much in healing that person. He says, and they were comparing over neutral language. So they are not even talking about you speaking positive. They are comparing the negative words over neutral. And so they recommended, this is part of their recommendations, he said to use neutral language to talk about well-known conditions to facilitate recovery. Use neutral language to talk about well-known conditions to facilitate recovery. The words you speak to people affect them. The words you speak to yourself affects you. Because words are spiritual. Amen. Words are spiritual. Glory to God. So he says, instead of, an example, he says, instead of saying chronic degenerate changes, they should say normal age changes. You know, sometimes when you hear the word chronic, can you imagine you go to the doctor and say, this is a chronic degenerate. It sounds good in medical terms, doesn't it?
Yes.
Normal age changes doesn't sound good, but it's better. You say, instead of saying instability, they should say it needs more strength. Needs more strength. So you say, oh, there's too much instability in this country. Too much instability in my home. Too much instability in my finances. Too much instability. Well, guess what? The spirit of instability will say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. You've made my job easier. Glory to God, because words are spiritual. And so, look at what happened. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. So, this is what Jesus did to his disciples. He said to them, and he called his 12 disciples together and gave them what? Power and authority over what? All demons, that is, all spirits. That is, negative spirits. And we've said it, there's a spirit of diseases, there's a spirit of fear, the spirit of intimidation, the spirit of whatever, anything that is negative. Because in the original creation, none of the things you're seeing today existed. They did not exist because there were no devils. They only began after the fall of man. And that's why when Satan came to Jesus, he said, all of this I will give to you because it has been given to me. Who gave it to him? Adam. When Adam submitted and brought himself under the authority of the devil, he was saying, Satan, the authority of this earth that God has handed over to me, I hand it over to you. So what Jesus came to do, that's why he had to tell the disciples that he would send them who? The Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit did not come, there's no how, because all we will have is influences of the other spirits. He has not removed them. Notice that when the demons, when they see Jesus, they say, have you come? Because their time has not come. So they are here, they are existing alongside with the Holy Spirit in us. Praise God. So he says, but I'm giving you authority over them. Authority doesn't fear the things that you have authority over. So he says, over all demons and to cure diseases. Verse 2. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to do what? To heal the sick. Why would they be able to heal the sick? Because they have authority over the spirit that is causing that sickness. Not the person. Because the person is not giving the sickness to themselves. There is a spirit behind it. Verse 6. Let's see what happened in verse 6. Verse number 6. Hallelujah. Do you have it? Let's go to verse 6. I think in verse 6, they came back to him. Verse 6, this is 9. Okay. Well, let's go to 10. Luke 10. Go to Luke 10 now. What verse 6? Does anyone have verse 6 there? What does Luke 9, verse 6 say? You can take this one off. I don't need this. Yeah.
So they sat out and went
from the village. Take verse 9 out, yeah. So they did what?
So they sat out and went from village to village.
Preaching the gospel and healing what?
Everywhere.
And how do you think they did it? They were using that authority. They were using it everywhere. Luke 10, quickly. Luke 10, verse 17. So this is the apostle, isn't it? Then Jesus had many apostles. He had many disciples, not just 12. They were the main 12. Then the 70 returned with joy because he had other 70 people as well that were disciples. So what did he give them? He gave them authority. So they returned. They said, Lord, even what? Demons, they are subject to us in what? In your name, because the authority is in the name of Jesus. So what do you think is happening today? To Jesus, it was normal to command spirits and ask them to go. To them, it's not normal. Whoa, we've been living for all these years in this world. We never knew that we had so much. We could have so much authority. So they came back to celebrate and tell the Lord Jesus, say, look, they are subject to us. Every spirit that is contrary to the Spirit of God is subject to you. I want you to notice that. He said they are subject to us. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Master. Subject to us. When was the last time that you rebuked fever? When was the last time? You know, we all, I'm not saying that I do it as well. You know, the first thing we do, we try and find all the medic, which is nice. That's the first thing. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. But what we do is that after we've tried our ways, if it doesn't work, then we acknowledge him. You say, Lord, I've done everything I can. Now I hand it over to you. But it's the wrong way to do it, isn't it? You first acknowledge him. It's okay for natural food, which is your medication, which is natural food, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. You're not living by paracetamol alone. Glory to God. Your body needs more than paracetamol. It needs the word of God to address the influence for that sickness. So shut up and come out. Cease to operate in this, my body, in my daughter's body, in my son's body. I want you to stop. I command you because I have what? Authority. The authority was given to me by the Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. He not only exercised authority, he gave it to them. Hallelujah. We have been empowered and we have been authorized. Amen. Look at, let's keep going. Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. What's Jesus trying to let them know? Never be afraid of the devil again. He's fallen. He's under. You see, that's why I keep saying in the church that that's the reason we don't have prayer meetings to ask the devil to leave us. We don't, you know, like, oh, Satan, oh, all your power. There are people who do all night prayers to get the devil to fall. He has fallen. That's why they call him the fallen angel. The Bible says to bring everything under the feet of the church. So we have authority. You know, the king is gonna be is it coronated? He is already wielding authority, even before the anointing. Because once the old one has gone, you fill in that position. But you know what happens after that day? He becomes different. He becomes what? Different. All that ceremony is not for nothing. That's why when God asks Samuel, say, go to the house of Jesse and anoint me a king. I want you to put upon him that symbol that he has received what? Authority. See, because they didn't pour oil on you, you don't realize that you have authority. In the New Testament, you don't need oil. You just need the Holy Spirit. When it comes upon you, you shall do what? You shall receive power, dunamis, authority. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. 19, verse 19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents. What are serpents? All the molded. The big ones. And all the tiny ones. Scorpions are the small ones. Some people say, oh, headache. I don't need to command anything with headache. See, if you have enough headache, my God. They're waiting for maybe when the doctor talks about cancer. No, don't wait for anything. When it comes to little ones, don't let it fester. Anything that festers grows. And it becomes more deadly and more dangerous. Start right now. Anything that stands against you, rebuke that spirit. Say, shut up and come out. Hallelujah. Say, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all. Say, all. All. My God. How many believers have this understanding that you have power over all? And the way you exercise authority, I'm still telling you, is words. Words. And you don't even have to speak long words. Shut up and come out. How many words are this? One, two, four, five. There's the and. You added the and. Glory to God. And I thought, you know, in those days, we used to try and get the devil to come out. My God. We would dance and sing and do all of those things. We'd see, oh, the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come. Say, behold, I give you authority. I give it to you. You are asking it to come down. From where? It's in you. It's with you. It's yours. Use it. Glory to God. It says, and nothing. I like this. Shall by any means hurt you.
Yes.
Let's use our authority.
Amen.
Nothing will hurt you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Like Minister Emilio.